And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Corey Sandin. Rock God Rick's on vacation, and boy, do we have a great guest for you today. From the saviors, the best, the superheroes of the sport fishing industry in Southern California, the Everingham Brothers Bait Company, Joy Neves is here. We're going to be talking fishing, bait, and a whole bunch more. And boy, oh boy, do we have some big news on the bluefin front. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan. Take a closer look at the Ford Bronco and the Bronco Sport. You'll see adventure, discovery, and even a little mud. These 4x4s provide the muscle, tech, and durability to go anywhere. Get your ideal combination of power and capability to handle whatever comes your way. Whether it's taking something down to the launch ramp or going out in the desert, it's time to see Ford in a new light. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers to check out the new Ford Bronco or Bronco Sport today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is Duke Ekstrom from the Royal Star. In 1983, a group of intrepid anglers envisioned crafting the best sunglasses on the water. It's true now as it was then. Costa's performance frames excel in the toughest of elements. These styles are packed with functional features that create a competitive advantage for any adventure on the water. From the lake to offshore, Costa's performance collection has a legacy of helping anglers stay on the water longer. Learn more at CostaDelMar.com.
I believe there is no doubt that the finest sport fishing in the world starts right here in San Diego. This is Captain Frank Lopresti. Our fleet of long-range boats and crew are unmatched, and the Royal Polaris and Shogun are right at the top of the list. Captain Jonathan Yamati and his crew aboard the Royal Polaris are considered to be the finest long-range vessel in the world. From summer bluefin, yellowtail, and wahoo to giant yellowfin tuna, our record is unmatched. The Shogun, under the direction of Captain Rene Montegudo, has become one of the most popular long-range boats in the fleet. This big, wide, solid riding vessel has gained a reputation for catching fish and treating their customers to an epic vacation on the water. I am so proud of Jonathan, Rene, and the crews on both the Royal Polaris and Shogun, as they have helped me keep the reputation of the premier vessels in the long-range fleet. Come see for yourself. Book a trip on the Royal Polaris or Shogun today. Check RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com. or ShogunSportFishing.com, or call Monica or Jen in the office at 619-226-8030.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and stoked about today's show.
Yeah, Pete. I think you should introduce Joey because you're kind of part of that Everingham Brothers bait family.
Well, I mean, I put in quite a few years, but Joey's the man, man. Is it Joey Neves?
Yeah, Neves.
Yeah, right, yeah. Absolutely.
Captain Joey Neves.
Captain.
Right? And he, which boat do you run, Joey?
The Rival.
The Rival.
Yep.
All right. That's cool. Let me get the mics all adjusted here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us about your job. What do you do?
I run the Rival.
Which is the big boat,
yeah,
right?
There's two big boats. There's the Rival and the Ebco.
And the Ebco.
And we're supplying bait for San Diego, Mission Bay, and Dana Point.
I mean, let's just start out.
Yeah.
The sport fleet that we have here in San Diego, and I mean Dana Wharf and up to Santa Barbara, is so unique. Really, right here is the epicenter, right?
Yes.
Like San Diego. There's no other sport fishing operation with this many boats that operates as high level as we do.
Yep.
And it's because of the damn bait company, period.
How many boats do you guys have?
There's four fishing boats. We have four boats fishing constantly. Fishing. Yeah.
Constantly.
Yep.
Like even in the winter?
Yep. Still got to catch bait for long range.
For long range, yeah.
And that stuff has to have time to cure. So in between maintenance and shipyard stuff, you're still hauling bait all year.
So what's a typical day for Captain Joey? Give us an idea.
Typical fishing day, we'd leave the dock at between midnight and 2 a.m. typically. And if the fish is close, you know, you could have a short day. It could be an 8-hour day if you're get it right away and come straight back to San Diego to unload.
How many hours?
8 would be the shortest, probably.
Most minimal, I remember, yeah, exactly.
Probably the quickest day you could have, if everything goes right.
If it bites.
Yeah, and if everything goes right. If you get it right at the front door and get it in and get it off the boat quick. But an average day, I'd say, is probably 12 hours, 14 hours. But you go until you get it. Yeah, summertime, you go until you get it. So if you don't get it in that 12 hours, you're still looking.
And on top of that, if you don't catch, or, you know, it might be better later in that session, you're leaving later the next morning.
Yep.
And your whole life is dedicated to not knowing when you're working the next day. It might be midnight. It might be 5 in the morning. It could be...
It's all conditions depending.
Conditions.
Yeah.
And how do you find the bait?
Mostly, we fish in the dark, typically. It's easier. There's less boat traffic, boat wakes, less
predatory action,
everything,
too.
Yeah.
Less mackerel, less bonito.
So it's typically all sonar stuff at night. In the daytime, you're fishing like everybody else, bird schools, and, you know, you're chasing stuff down. But typically at night, it's all sonar fish.
And are you using the same sonar, that side scan sonar that the long range guys?
Yeah, we actually just put a new sonar on right now. It's the Furuno, the CH500.
And are you still using planes? I know Buck was flying a plane and looking around and stuff like that.
It's not very normal. We've been set by the plane before. We'll use them if we have to, more to find us an area. But it's been years since we worked with anyone on a plane.
It's kind of like a sport fleet, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's just put us in the area and let us find them kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, once you got that fish on the sonar, it's hard to take any, you know what you're looking at.
You know what you're doing.
You know, you want to do it.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have that backup. You know, if we need it, we can use it.
So, I mean, the whole thing here of late is Chovy. And there's so many sport anglers, like, cringing at the fact that it might be just Chovy. The sardine are here.
Yeah, they're here.
They're here.
They're here. It's this time of the year, because we're going through our maintenance, you know, we don't have our whole fleet fishing every day. So you're trying to cover 60, 80 miles of coastline with one boat, and you can't be everywhere at once. So it makes it harder to find it. And then the water temps, everything, it's just like everything else. When this stuff starts to heat up a little bit, that stuff will come back in, and we'll have, hopefully, a good season.
Right?
Yeah.
So, can you tell on your sonar or your up and down, whether it's you're sitting on sardine, whether you're sitting on Chovy, what's your mackerel, whatever?
Yeah, you can. At night, the fish is a little more scattered out, so it's tough to tell on the sonar what you're setting, but on the up and down, you can tell. Yeah. And then now with...
They just look differently?
It's the way they stack is different. The anchovy will tend to be spread out with big areas, where the sardine will be schooled up in kind of smaller schools.
And more column on the up and down.
Yeah.
Like
yeah, you'll anchovy, you might get 50, 60 foot of fish, big, thick schools, where sardine, you might have 6-8 foot stringers of fish.
Wow. Yeah. But it's all experience, right?
Yeah.
How long have you been on the boat?
I've been running the boat since 2012, and I was on deck and ran the skiffs and everything for, I want to say, five or six years.
You're a young man. I mean, you're
41.
You've got a long career ahead of you.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. What's it like for working for the bait company in the world, basically?
Right? Stressful.
Yeah.
It's stressful.
It's like, you got to get it, right?
I mean, I grew up with a lot of these guys and know them on a personal level. They have my phone number, so when things are slim pickings, you know, I'll start getting phone calls. What's going on? What are you guys
from
seeing?
From the sport boat captain.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
And we got to give a huge shout-out, too, to Brian Kiyohara.
Yep.
A good friend of yours,
yep.
Colleague, I guess you could say, but... For kind of forming and putting this whole thing together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Brian's the one that made it happen. Yeah,
yeah, and he's normally one of the guys who'll be calling me, and then he'll relay, you know, to the fleet.
Hey, Joey.
Yeah, he's a great guy, good fisherman.
Yeah, really good fisherman. There's a lot of good fishermen in this fleet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are fortunate.
Do they ever give you tips on what they see as far as where the bait is?
They will, but we fish... Typically
a lot closer.
Right, yeah, right here on the beach.
Yeah.
So
like what's a big run for you?
If we have to run north, if we have to run up to Huntington or Newport, that'd be a long run. But typically we're shallow water, so we're not really fishing offshore very often.
Yeah. We see a lot off of Point Loma, La Jolla, mm-hmm. those mm-hmm. areas. Like,
and then we're limited on where we can set that net to. Anything hard bottom or if there's wrecks or structure, you can't get anywhere near it.
So you have to know where all the wrecks are.
Every rock.
Yeah.
You got to know every rock.
Every rock.
Yeah.
And it just happens that's where the sardine like to be?
They love it.
Yeah, they do.
They love it. It's the like hard a game. Bottom. You know, there's days you'll drive around and see plenty of fish, and they'll all be where you can't get at it.
Yeah. You'll be just because you snag your net.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Or, you know, that might be the line of one of the MLPAs that just can't get in, and you're looking at them, trying to get them to move.
Like,
and
here, come this way. Here, and throw the bait out.
And they set some of those MLPAs to where it right on the edge of the hard bottom kind of thing.
Yep.
Like, they wanted to encompass as much as they could. And
yep. We can set at the one above, just above the border there. We can set there. There's a couple that we can't get in, but some of them we can.
And that's an important one, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that border to Tijuana River is...
There's a lot of fish are caught right there.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's good bottom for you to set on.
It's good bottom, and anchovy likes it out there. The sardine likes it right up against the hard bottom. And it's, if you don't see it up here, that's normally we're... making a beeline for Tijuana to go see what's down there.
You're down there. Yeah. It's cool. Well, it's quite the art, basically, because it really is. Just like all of fishing, right? You're a fisherman, and it's just like whether it's... And Tom Green, the fish spotter extraordinaire, used to talk about it. He goes, I got to go fishing. I go, wait a minute. He goes, yeah, I'm my plane. I fish from my plane, you know, for the bluefin guys. But that's what you do. You fish.
It's,
you fish. You just fish a different way.
We're fishing every day.
Yeah.
So it's just like right now, things are a little slim, but you're fishing every day. You can only catch what's available.
Yeah.
So as things change and the sardine starts to move back in.
Describe the net and how you set. That's something like I don't understand. I know you do. Corey.
Are they all seiners?
Yeah. We're all seiners.
So we can start there. Per seine?
It's a per seiner.
Describe what a per seine is.
So it's a long net. It's 250 fathoms long. It has corks on the top. It has a lead line on the bottom, so the bottom of the net sinks.
And it's how deep does the net go?
At center net, it's 50 fathoms.
50 fathoms.
So it's real deep, that center net. So you have to be careful.
So 300 feet.
You know, your net's touching bottom.
But but it's so important to mention, Pete, it might be 300 feet, but with all the tension and everything from one end of the net to the other, that tension might only be fishing 150 feet.
Yeah.
It's important to mention.
It cups out. Yeah. You're getting a direction on a school, and you're letting go and getting around them to stop them, and then we'll make a transfer with our skiff and give us the other end of the net, so you have a circle around that school, and then we have a purse winch on deck, and it closes like a drawstring the whole bottom of the net.
Like a drawstring purse.
So you purse that net up, and it closes up, and all the rings and stuff come to the boat, and then whatever's in there is in there.
That's what you got.
And then you slowly reel the net on the drum and slowly bring that school of fish to the smallest part of the net, which is the sack.
Yep. The sack or the bag. And you wind all that net on and you're left with your fish in a bag right there next to the boat. And then there's, depending on who it is, you know, there's all different kinds of ways to load that fish. Some guys braille it, some guys fish pumps. And
this is the most important part of Everingham Brothers. And how do we talk about it without giving up a trade secret, right? I mean, it's...
We do it different. We definitely do it completely different than everyone else.
Yeah, and that's why the bait's so good.
It is.
It's all about not getting the slime or the scales off the bait, right?
It is, and that's what conditions... You know, we're down there, you're fighting all elements. So it could be the sea lions. We leave the harbor, and the buoys will clear off, and they'll just follow us. They'll follow you all night long.
So it's not just the sport boats.
Oh, no. They'll follow us all night long and wait for you to set and then jump the corks and have their feast. And
nightmare.
They'll come in and out and do their thing. And
yeah. It's part of the process.
It's part of it. You can't... There's no fighting it. You just...
Yeah.
You go with it.
Yeah. So from When you start wrapping till when you purse that net and are ready to scoop, how long does that process take?
The whole process from when you let go to where you're loading fish is maybe a little under an hour.
Oh, that's
50
quickly,
minutes.
Huh?
It's wow. Real fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you got to stop them, right?
Yeah. And then you might have to set again right away.
Yeah.
The whole time you're in that hall, you're looking at the school that maybe beat you out or, you know, got pushed out by the sea lions, and you're trying to hurry to get back on them.
It's hard work.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's stressful. You know, in the summertime, you have to catch every day.
Yeah.
You know, these guys are going
like
through so much bait, you have to catch a load every day.
Yeah, think about that.
And what's a load in your boat? The rival, right?
It depends on water temp. In the wintertime, we can put 50 boxes on there or more. In the summertime, when the water temp is up and the fish are acting a little funny, we try to keep her around 40.
Uh-huh.
We'll fill 40 lids out there.
40 lids on the bait receiver.
Yep.
How many lids are at the San Diego receiver?
San Diego has 204.
Wow.
204. Yeah, how about Mission Bay?
56, I believe, and 24 up in
Dana. And then
24
at Dana. That's a lot of lids to fill.
A lot of lids.
Yeah.
And San Diego will go through 100 lids a day in the summertime.
Wow.
So you have to catch.
Yeah.
There's no.
And how many lids will Mission Bay go?
They'll use 25, 30 lids, depending on if on Friday, Saturday nights when all their boats are running. They're taking bait.
And here's a crazy thing, too. Think about this. In the last 25 years, every single sport boat has increased their bait capacity by minimal 50%.
They're adding slammers and everything else.
Nobody thinks about that end of it.
But,
right?
And that's also, you're right, it's the only place really in the world that you can pull up to and buy as much bait as you want.
Right.
You can get as much as you want.
Yeah. And a private boater. I mean, I've been in very long lines when the fish are biting.
Oh, yeah.
Does that impact, does that take a lot of lids?
Not
in
with
comparison.
The sport boats.
Yeah.
They will go through some bait up there, though.
Yeah.
It was different during the albacore years that they used a lot of bait. And right now with the bluefin, guys are still taking bait, but not quite as much.
Yeah.
There's a lot more coming on jigs.
Well, that yellow fishing at the Coronado Islands last year, That was creating some long lines at the receiver.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Yep. They'll stack up. You know, they can only get two lines and they can only scoop them so fast. So get there early.
Yeah, but those guys are so good and they're
yeah.
very patient. And I know there's some difficult people sometimes, shall we say, on the boats, and they're just very patient and polite.
Yes.
And
yep.
They really do a heck of a job. Hats off to them, because that is not an easy job.
Cause it's not.
It's 7:24. They're on that receiver when you get there,
yep.
and no matter what time of the day it is.
And for those impatient people, get out of the line. Go try to catch your own sardine.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like spend your whole day trying to catch 50 pieces of bait so that you can go out and fish, right?
Yeah.
And you would be happy to pay the $50 of the bait receiver.
And wait 45 minutes in line and all that. Are you kidding me? Yeah, absolutely. Any day, right? Any day.
It's those guys work.
It's such an important part of what it is. It's a huge part. I mean, again, that's what makes this area here, San Diego, so darn special for the sport fishing fleet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep,
it's,
sure.
It starts, with the sport boats, but without the bait company, it would not happen.
Yeah,
period.
They'd spend more than half their time catching bait, not fishing.
That's
so who, I mean, for a personal question, how many, the guys running the boat, like I know John Pratt.
Yep.
And what are the other captains?
Jerry Majors.
Jerry Majors, yep. I remember Jerry.
Yep. Right now, that's where we're at.
Okay.
Us
the three of you.
Yeah. John's splitting two boats. He's running the Quechalot and the Cougar.
Incredible.
He takes care of Dana. And
two really good people. Shout out to John Pratt and Jerry Majors.
Yep.
I mean, very good people.
Been there a long time.
A long time.
And been helping supply bait for a lot of years.
When I was on the receivers in the 80s, they were on the boat. And when I worked on there from the late 80s through the 90s, they were on the boats.
Yep.
They're still there.
Incredible.
As you can hear, we're a great show, but we have some big news here. Captain Frank Lopresti is on the line. Good morning, Frank.
Frank.
Well, good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. I believe it's Joey this morning, right?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. Anyhow, yes, we do have some good news. Aliar has 2-day limits of bluefin, 40 to 50 pounds, with a handful of 20-pounders in there. Pacific Queen has 44, and I believe the American Anglers around the same number. Some of the other boats didn't get there till late. Very good fishing, obviously. And just excited to see it take off. And not all that, you know, it's actually in one day range. And so a day and a half trip could, especially a reverse day and a half trip, could really get on that fish fine. And hopefully, you know, they'll be able to fish till probably 10:30, 11 tonight and add a few more to their scores.
Nice.
But awfully good fishing, and it kind of kicks off our bluefin deal, so we're anxious to get running, okay?
Yeah, so what set it off? Is it because of good weather? Is it just the fish made a move? What happened, Frank?
Well, the fish did make a move. You know, the guys were down south more and southeast, and the fish are more out toward the west. And, you know, it's just when those things decide to bite. We all know how crazy bluefin can be, and that's just, you know, Aliar and Gavin were out that way looking, and luckily they ran into it starting at about 8:30 last night. So
nice.
It was pretty darn good fishing, and especially for Aliar. Might want to note that the Shogun has just added a two-day trip leaving on Monday night. So there's plenty of boats scheduled at Fisherman's and Seaforth Sport Fishing. Fisherman's in particular has quite a few boats scheduled leaving Sunday, Monday, all week next week. So all of them are either have no reservations. I know on the Shogun we're going to run if we get 10 reservations.
Oh,
so
my. And how long a trip is that, Frank?
That's a two-day.
That's a two-day. Okay, great. And you call your office, right, for that, or you call Fisherman's Landing?
Call the office or go online. The office won't be open, obviously, till Monday morning, so it would be best to go online and book your reservation.
And the weather looks good. I mean, that bodes well, and the fish are close, and it's time. It's time to go. Time to book your trip. Get on one of the boats. Go.
Pretty darn exciting.
Yeah, it is. It is. Now, was that pretty much all night fishing, Frank, or was some it's possible daytime fish too?
It started around 9:15 last night and went all the way to daybreak.
Jig fishing?
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah.
All jig fishing. I'm sure a sardine on a sinker would have worked too,
sure.
But I didn't ask those details.
Yeah, gotcha, Frank.
So you know, three of the guys were on the fish. The rest of the boats didn't get there till almost daybreak. So, you know, I believe Dave on the Tomahawk will be fishing there tonight, and so will Max on the Max was down to the east about 50 miles when the word came out, so he had a long ways to run. He didn't get there till almost daybreak. So they'll be fishing there tonight, and hopefully they will score.
All right. Well, great. Well, check fishermanslanding.com, pointlomasportfishing.com, seaforestsportfishing.com, of course, shogunsportfishing.com, and Polaris Supreme, have any spots open?
I think they have one spot coming up on a two-day trip, so they'd have to look at the go online and look. I think there is one spot available in the next couple of days, three or four days.
It's go time. Captain Frank Lopresti,
yep.
Thanks for the big news.
You bet. Take care, Pete.
Appreciate the time.
Man, what great news, right? I mean, the bluefin are biting, and we've got the bait guy in here in studio, Joey Neves.
Yeah.
And just
giving away a great prize.
Stoked to have him, right? And we're giving away an overnight trip on any open party trip out of Fisherman's Landing out of San Diego. I mean, how cool is that, Pete?
Yeah.
Give away the coolest prize.
Yeah.
Here, man.
You heard Frank. It's
time.
It's within one day range. So
I know it.
Over a chance to go catch some bluefin there.
Okay. So if you want to give us a call, you got questions for Joey on the Everingham Brothers Bait Company. Give us a call, 833-288-0973, or you can send us some text via the app, only done on the app, and we're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app. 97.3 The Fan, YouTube, and Facebook Live.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters, and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing LA has to offer. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to LA's finest open party fleet, including Overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit pointlomasportfishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Whether you're boating, floating, paddling, fishing, or just chilling, remember a good day on the water always starts with everyone wearing life jackets. Save the ones you love. Life jackets save lives. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And Joe and I just sharing stories and,
yeah,
and having a good
lots
time.
Lots of good stories.
Stoked to have him in here, man. It's such a good thing for our listeners and the sport fishing industry to hear. And if you want to give us a call, 833-288-0973. It's an open line for you.
Just standing by waiting for your call.
At the Fan.
With one line open right now.
Or send us a lot of texts coming through on the app, and it's only done through the app. Make sure you leave your name and telephone number, because at the end of the show, Joey's going to flip the coin right here. He's going to flip that coin to see whether the overnight trip out of Fisherman's Landing is going to a lucky caller or a texter. How about that?
Hey, on the line right now, Scott Sherman. Good morning, Scott.
Scott.
Good morning. Guys, how you doing? Great show.
Great, great. Hey, big event coming up next weekend. It's here, huh?
Yeah, a week from today, the 55th annual Southwestern Yacht Club Bottom Fishing Tournament. For charity, the benefit Friends of Rollo is coming up a week from today. So we're getting all set up. The weather report is looking very favorable. So I'm looking forward to a good tournament and hoping to see a lot of your faces down there.
Yeah, for sure. It's such a great tournament. Super fun. And what a great feast afterwards, too. That's the thing. And the prizes, unbelievable how people pony up for prizes. And the cool thing is all of the proceeds go to Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friend of Rollo, which is super cool.
Yeah, yeah, and it's a really, really fun tournament. It's been going on for a long time. It's open to the public. What we do is we get down there in the morning for breakfast, complimentary, pick up all your swag and register, get in the jackpots, those types of things. Then we have a shotgun start at 6:30 out in front of the club. We get out, you know, because shotgun start is important to get to your rock god spot, but, you know, that's a different story. We get out, fish all day. You're back at 3:30 for the weigh-in, and everybody figures out who won their different divisions. We take all that fish and prep it up in the kitchen for a big fish taco dinner and award ceremony where we have raffles and auctions and prizes. And like you said, everything we raise goes to benefit Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo. So it's a great cause, and it's a fun tournament, and it's got a lot of family type camaraderie in this thing. I mean, there's women angler awards, there's small fry awards, just about everything you could think of. And also wanted to thank your guests, because they've put up some gift cards for scoops of bait and that kind of thing at the receiver.
Oh, good deal.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So how do we get in, Germ?
Pretty easy. Go to swycanglers.org and sign up right there on the web. You can go to by Fisherman's Landing, Dana, Squid Cove, Angler's Choice, all the guys who have got our placards up, and you can just scan a QR code next time you're in there. But weather's looking really good. Sign-ups are coming in pretty heavy, and just wanted to get the word out. We're a week away, and you know how we all try and do what we can to benefit Friends of Rolla.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thanks, Sherm. Appreciate that very much, and good luck with the tournament next Saturday.
All right, buddy. Hope to see you down there. If not, come by and have some tacos.
Oh, for sure.
Cause.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate that.
Yeah, that was one other thing, too, bud. You don't have to fish the tournament to come to the event. You can go to the website, sign up, and just go come for the dinner and the raffles and those types of things.
Yeah.
To support the cause.
Buy the raffle tickets, support Friends of Rolla and all that. So thanks for that, Sherm. Appreciate that very much. Appreciate all your help and support. All right. Very good. Hey, I believe we have Gavin from the Pacific Queen online. Good morning, Gavin.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing great. You're on the boat right now, right?
I am on the boat. We're on our first trip of the year.
Oh, congratulations on that. And you're catching fish.
Yeah, so we left Thursday. We had to search around a lot, but once we finally got on some fish last night, we did pretty good. So far we have 44 bluefin. They're all like 40 to 60 pound fish. We're starting to see really good sign of fish here this morning, but we're super excited. The weather's flat and it's looking like spring has sprung.
Yeah, for sure. And it's not too far from home.
No. We're well within overnight, even, you know, day and a half, 2 day range. You can fish all night here, all day on a 2 day trip. So it's perfect distance for us.
Wow, fantastic. So what's the hot setup?
This size fish, you know, these 40 to 60 pounders, especially when the weather's nice. I'm a big fan of just smaller size knife jigs. You know, I like those anything from like 200, 250 grams. Those knife jigs that seem to be the best last night.
Nice. And what about the tungsten jigs, the smaller profile? Is that working too?
Yeah, we had a couple guys using those, and those guys did just fine.
All right. So if you're coming on a trip on the Pacific Queen here, what do you recommend? What's the setup? What kind of gear?
I mean, this time of year we see a lot of different sized fish around. Usually, you know, we're changing areas and fish are moving around a lot. So you definitely want to bring the whole kitchen sink this time of year for sure. But based off what we've seen last night and so far this morning, all this fish we've seen is like 30 to 60 pounders, I would call them. I might have a couple setups to fish at night. You know, any all range of lures, anything from 150 to 300 or 350 gram lures. And then for daytime, it definitely seems like this time of year, typically fishing lures during the day, you know, 100-gram Colt Snipers, Chrome 6X Juniors, all the knife jig guys that have all the knife jigs bring that stuff, as well as like a 40-pound fly line outfit, 30-pound fly line outfit would be perfect for what we've seen so far.
Wow, fantastic. That's important stuff. And, of course, you can get that kind of stuff at Captain's Concepts, too, because I'm sure you and Matt are going to be reporting on Captain's Concepts, right?
Oh, yeah, as soon as I get some time here, either late this night or tomorrow morning, I'll be making a video talking about exactly what we saw, what's the best technique for all that. I'll be doing that for sure.
All right. Well, it's Gavin from the Pacific Queen. Great news. It's here. And what about the Pacific Queen? What do you have coming up? Can people get on the boat right now?
Yeah, you can, actually. We have some openings anywhere from now up until mid-May. You know, we got some openings. I just made this Thursday's two-day trip, morning departure two-day. We leave at 10 a.m. We only got 8 guys signed up, but we're going to be going for sure. We have another two-day trip leaving Saturday morning, I believe, and then guys can look at the schedule going forward. We got anything from day-and-a-half trips up to three-day trips. With some availability, I think, up until the middle or towards the end of May, there's some openings. So if you guys want to get on the boat, especially now with some good fish counts coming in, you guys really got to get signed up because I'm hoping they're going to fill up quick.
Yeah, for sure. And good weather looks like this week, so it's time to go.
Yeah, it's time to go fishing.
Yeah, all right. Fisherman'sLanding.com. You can book the Pacific Queen and go fishing with Gavin, and be sure to check him out on Captain's Concepts for all the latest and greatest stuff. Gavin, appreciate your report this morning.
All right, thanks, guys. We'll see you guys later. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
So stoked to hear that fish
and fight. Live from Pacific Queen. It's on.
Finally.
Yeah.
Woo!
It's on.
Yep. Let's do it.
All right, let's jump into the phone.
Let's do that. How about John? John calling from San Diego. Good morning, John. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I'm
really curious about how that purse seine setup works out, and I'm also curious if you guys ever experienced any bycatch.
Not typically. And the way we our process with bait, everything is live. It's caught live and released live, so we pretty much load what we need, sardine, and let everything else go that's there. It's a quick, clean process, so we don't typically see a lot of bycatch.
And truly, Joey, it's pretty easy to say. I mean, if there's any barracuda on it or any bonito or mackerel, it's uncatchable.
Yeah, you don't want it.
It's uncatchable.
But yeah, it makes them really erratic. They're
squirrely.
Hard to catch. They don't have a set direction, and they'll bust big schools into small schools, and it makes it really difficult. So we try to avoid it. That's one of the reasons why we fish so much at night.
Yeah, the predators.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, good question. Well, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's jump back into it. If you want to get through, 833-288-0973. Remember, on Saturday, you just have chance
for
call
hour.
Only for the first hour for the Saturday, and then the text the rest of the time. How about Ryan? Ryan calling from Irvine. Good morning, Ryan. Appreciate
Ryan.
You joining us.
Good morning, guys. My question is, what is the difference between the long-range bait and the bait that everyone else uses? I know that bait is cured, but what does it take to make that bait just perfect for the long-range guys?
Just time. It's time. From the time you put that fish on the boat, it loses some of its scales. It's going to lose some of that protective slime, so it just takes 4 or 5 days in a box to really get that stuff back. So it's just time in a box, but it's the same bait that everyone's taken.
Right.
You might get stuff up in cash sales that's been sitting there for a week, and
yeah,
you're really all taking the same stuff no matter what string it's on.
Since you guys have developed this new process,
mm-hmm.
the bait that I get on my boat has been amazing, with very few exceptions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you have a good bait tank set up and you take care of your bait, you're going to have good luck with it.
Yeah, for sure. And you have to have the right tank on your boat. Don't forget. And the right flow on your tank.
Yep.
And everything. I mean, there's a lot of factors. You can't blame it on the bait receiver.
Yep.
A lot of times. Guys go, oh, my bait rolled and it died. Well,
It happens.
It happens.
We're fishing
like
everyone else.
But not very often anymore.
It's normally pretty good out there, and those guys are good about managing what box they're going into to try to sell the stuff that has the most time on it first.
Yeah. But the... You say 4 or 5 days is what it takes?
Just to start getting all that slime back and everything to really start curing up.
Yeah, all right. Hey, good question, though. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You want to take another call?
Absolutely.
Let's take Ralph. Ralph at Menifee. Good morning, Ralph. Appreciate you joining us this morning.
Hey, good morning, boys. Good morning, Joey.
Good morning.
My question is, with Spanish mackerel, I mean, I know that's what we call them, Spanish mackerel. Do you ever see those things loaded up offshore anywhere, or are they just kind of concentrated to the coastline? And then number two, when you're out there, are you actually speaking with the fleet to let them know what you're seeing as far as, like, if you're seeing any bluefin or yellowfin or anything like that?
So we're fishing more on the coast, on the beach. The bait likes the beach. They like it in shallow, and so we're in there. We don't fish offshore very often. So we'll talk to those guys back and forth about what's coming or what to expect bait wise, but we're not typically seeing tuna or anything. We stay inshore.
Why inshore? Why is that? Just where the bait is, or it's just easier to catch in there?
Both.
Both.
You know, it they like it in there, and if you're fishing deep water, they can always sound and beat
right
out
of the
right
net.
Out the bottom of the net.
Yeah.
You can put them in there perfect, and you'll see them pop up on the other side of the cork line just laughing at you. So
literally.
You try to keep it
and then
shallow.
You have to start all over again.
Oh, yeah.
Pull the net
yep.
in and
yep.
start all over again.
And typically that coastal water, Joey, is colder, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so it might be to a degree or two or even more cooler,
mm-hmm.
and it lacks the predatory action. So
yeah.
The bait is just so happy. Like,
yeah.
I don't know why, but from Point Loma to the border, it's always a couple degrees cooler. Like
it seems like it. Yeah. And that's where that Spanish mackerel is, too. It's in shallow. We don't normally see that stuff out deep.
Usually mixed in with a sardine.
That's normally on the beach.
Yeah.
And then, yep.
Yeah.
For sure. Good question, though, Ralph. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. And that does free up 833-288-0973.
0973. Jeff at the Fan is waiting for your call. You still have a few minutes left to get a phone call in this first hour on the Fan.
And we're going
to
be right back. It's so cool having Joey Neves in here from Everingham Brothers Bait Company. It's truly an honor.
Learning a lot.
Right? I know it. I love it, man. We're going to be right back on Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan, YouTube, and Facebook Live.
When you're offshore fishing, the right gear makes all the difference. And that includes Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades. And more importantly, they service all brands right at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? The Fujinon Stabiscope is the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon TechnoStabi TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision, even in rough waters. Perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they will be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all their in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which one is right for you. The fishing season is here, and you know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
Hey! This is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from and both sit on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the Yellowtail and Calico Bass Capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time in the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414. Or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Hookup! All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and such a fun show this morning. And again, if you want to join us, 833-288-0973. Jeff's waiting for you at the Fan. Or send us a text. There's a ton of text coming through on the app. Only done on the app.
Yep, for
and,
sure.
And just an easy download, and we talk about it all the time, man.
It's
really the only way to listen to the show, like outside of the hours we're on air. You know?
And anywhere you are.
I know
right?
it.
Yeah.
I mean,
Fan's reach is just pretty much San Diego County, but if you're in L.A., Orange County, pick up the app.
Yeah.
Grab the app. Easy. Listen to us anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world. We have people all over the world that listen to
it's
us.
It's free. Why wouldn't you do it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's find out what's
going on. Oh, shoot. We got Marcus on the line.
Yeah, right.
Hey, we've got our fish report here, and Marcus from Seaforth, and it's sponsored by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It's a place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. And did you know Summit is also the place to get the lowest prices on ice and snacks for your trip? Over 40 snacks, and all those 40 snacks are 89 cents. And now you can get burritos and sandwiches. You can get everything you need for a day on the water for your entire trip, and all made fresh daily. Ice is nearly half the price of other places, and only $3.99 per 25-pound bag. That's a 25-pound bag, man, not 20 pounds. And you get 100 pounds of free ice if you're filling up with 35 gallons or more. 100 pounds of free ice, man.
Yeah, and that's like you said. You fill up the car for 15 gallons, and then you fill the boat up with 15 gallons.
And
you top it off, and you get 100 pounds of free ice.
I take both receipts in, and okay, there you go.
Yeah,
you know,
and
you're off.
Martha will just give you 100 pounds. And they have a great new car wash, too, at Summit Gasoline.
So crazy. And that's only at one place. That's at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Yep, Summit Gasoline. It's the bomb, and they cater to fishermen.
Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Great.
Very well.
Great. How's the fishing? We hear it's going off.
Yeah, I hear Frank's on the show stealing our thunder.
I hit the nerve of him.
So, yes. Yeah, and we'll give them that. Okay. But just a little update to what he was telling you guys with those bluefin out there. We did hear from the Tribute just recently here, and he does have a few daytime fish on there. I think he said he had three fish on there, so that's looking like maybe it's not only a nighttime bite in the fish and day and a half range. And he did just add a trip during the week leaving Wednesday. So he doesn't have a trip next weekend on the Tribute there, but he does have a Wednesday departure. And like we've talked about, it's only a matter of time for those fish to start biting like crazy, and we're starting to see that. The San Diego, not into the bluefin and yellowtail, but they've had some spectacular bonito fishing on there, and they've had some big bonito. We're talking, you know, 10 to 15 pound bonito on there in addition to the stuff they're having there. So that's, you know, I'm sure there's some sore shoulders from those trips there. So great fishing all around, those half-day trips, lots of good bottom fishing in the mix there. Still haven't really woken up the yellowtail or the calico bass, but as the weather kind of stabilizes a bit here, I'm sure we'll see more of that. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We got those half days, the full days, the day and a half on Tribute. We got a few other trips in the mix there also. To make your reservations directly online, give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to answer your guys' questions, get you all set up, and get you out there fishing, because it's definitely time. Things are really starting to heat up here.
Such good times. Now, bluefin biting now, but, man, those bonito are so underrated. Dang, seriously. Yeah. I mean, you start talking an 8-pounder or better, and they are legitimate for sashimi and for, I'm telling you, man.
And they pull hard.
Yeah,
and
you're talking about, Joey. That's really fun fishing.
Yeah. And you're talking fun. To 10 to 15 pounders, man.
Woo.
Oh, so good eating.
Yeah.
Like, please.
Really
yes.
good stuff.
Another nice thing, too, is a lot of those boats, like San Diego and New Seaport Seawatch, all those boats have fish holds on them. So they're not sitting on the deck getting mushy. Like, I know a lot of people, you know, didn't like that in the past where they'd come home and the bonito might not be in the best condition, but those boats sure take care of them now. So you're getting some nice fish to eat when you get home with those guys. And like you said, a lot of fun. I mean, they pull pretty hard there, don't they?
Yep.
For sure. Yep.
Yeah. Well, if somebody wants to come out, how do we find you, Marcos?
Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We have our full schedule up there, lots of information there. You can make your reservations directly online. If you'd rather talk in person or on the phone, give us a call, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person, get your gear set up, and get out there fishing.
Gotta love it. Seaforth Sport Fishing, go for it. And thanks, Marcos. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Thanks for the call. Let's jump into the lines to Mike. Mike's calling from Arizona. Good morning, Mike. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Cookout.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Great.
Real good.
Great.
A quick question for you. They're talking a lot now about the two-day trip opposed to the day and a half and the two-and-a-half. Could you tell me what time those boats load and get back on a two-day?
You guys pumped up about the bluefin. Yeah. So that actually, you know, the day-and-a-half trips, I mean, some of those you got to look at them. Mike, because they're actually leaving some in the morning, some in the evening, and a lot of them try to maximize their evening fishing hours, so they leave a little bit earlier. But it depends on what boat you're going on, and the 2 days are the same exact thing, you know. But you can go on Seaport's website, Christian's Landing, and
Point
you can
Loma.
Actually see, like Frank said earlier, I mean, that bluefin is ready to go, and there are trips with a lot of openings right now as we speak, but those are going to fill up.
That would be a good time, for sure, when they start biting like this and the good weather, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, let's take
John
to John.
Dallas.
Yeah, John. Yeah,
hey, John.
Dallas. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. I'm excited now. The bluefin are biting, but my question to Joey is, with all that anchovy in the water, do you think we're
going to
get into salmon this year?
Ooh,
salmon?
Salmon. You think? I mean, what are your predictions on a salmon year?
I don't know what to tell you.
Well, we do know that the state of California opened up
a two-day recreational it's commercial fishing for salmon in Northern California is closed for the year. But they opened a two-day salmon fishery, I believe it's in July, for 2 days. And then if they haven't reached the quota of fish, then it'll open again for 2 days in September. So that's the newest regulation. So if you catch a salmon around here, you're probably going to have to let it go unless you catch it in those 2 days.
Or you could book a trip to Haida Gwaii or
to Queen Charlotte. Well, better yet.
Katmai.
Yeah, Katmai. Or you go to Kingfisher. Kingfisher still has a couple openings. Kingfisher Charters, go catch it. But California, I don't think you...
Maybe not down this far.
And you don't see a lot of salmon around here.
No. Very, very rare. Yeah.
There was that one or a few years back, I don't know that you were fishing back then, but I forget, when was that, Corey? It's probably 20 years ago.
In the
ago.
90s, for sure.
Was it that? Oh, see, like 25, 30 years ago, where we had
a salmon on the beach.
Well, salmon, there was salmon everywhere.
There's a lot of silvers, yeah.
Yeah. And kings around too, they're catching.
Hey, and I remember I had a good friend, Dave Morgan, telling me the story. He was fishing on the Producer a day and a half down the Colonnette, and there were the years where we were catching king salmon.
Yes.
Like they were yo-yo and yellowtail, and up comes jumping a salmon on a 6X Junior. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
Down at San Quintin.
Yeah.
It happens.
It happens. So you never know. Hey, John, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that very much. I have a great text here from Dan in Pomona. He says, great show. Love the variety of topics on Let's Talk Hookup. Question for Joey. Can you give us some insight on what the quality of bait is looking like this season? And should a fisherman look like when selecting a bait from the well?
The quality of bait is excellent. The size of the anchovy that's there is all 4 or 5 inch fish, beautiful,
beautiful
green, cured up anchovy. The sardine, 6-7 inch, awesome sardine. It's had time to cure. Everything's looking really good out there right now.
And so when you're on the, and you are a sport boat operator too, when you're selecting a bait out of the well on the sport boat, mm-hmm. or out of your tank, what do you look for?
I like a blonde. I like the blondes.
Okay. You like know, the kind you, of ones with a little
real
greenish tint.
A light color blonde sardine that's a good swimmer.
Has a little yellow on the bottom.
Yep. I like those ones. I like belly hooking baits. And if they don't swim, change your bait.
Yeah.
You know.
I remember I was on a long range trip on the Royal Star, and this guy was just getting bit. I mean, he was just getting them. And I go, dude, what are you doing? He goes, see this one right here, and it was the blonde.
The blonde.
He goes, those are the ones you want,
yeah.
right?
How funny is
yeah.
that?
That's typically a beach caught bait, too, right?
Is it?
Yeah. Shallow water.
Happy baits.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. So what makes them have different colors? Is it the environment that they live in?
You know, I'm not too sure. I want to say it's maybe a little bit with the oxygen, too, in uh-huh. the water. Changes them a little bit, but they're all different, you know. They all have spots and scales, but
sure.
their color is, you know.
They're actually beautiful. I
yeah.
mean, if I can
they're
say
really
that,
cool
right?
looking,
they're amazing.
Sure.
And chovy is kind of easy to distinguish, too. Like a beach caught chovy is that steely, cool green.
Yeah.
And the offshore could be like a purplish
purple.
Blue.
Yeah, get that purple.
Does
yeah.
it, mm-hmm. Now, the hardiness of the bait, does the color matter or no? They're pretty much just...
No, the water temperature is probably what's going to affect bait the most down here. So that's why typically end of August, September, you'll start to see stuff that maybe have a little rash or scab on it here and there. But it's just warm water.
It's warm water.
It's just there's not much you can do about it for those hot. You know, once that water gets over 70 degrees, you know, less is more in your bait tank. Maybe take a little less, give them a little more room.
Such a good tip.
Key. Yeah.
And that's what's cool about having Joey in here. I mean, a sport guy gone... commercial bait hauler, right? And that's the same thing as like John Pratt and a couple of the guys. Like
yep.
with that sport knowledge and that sport background.
Yeah, I love fishing. I love, you know, rod and reel fishing. I always have since a kid. And
yeah.
That's what drove the passion to, you know, start hauling bait.
Start hauling bait. That's yep. cool. Well, Corey, you have a great text, huh?
There's a bunch of them coming through. And yeah, only done on the app and all these messages coming through. And all for Joey. That's super cool. And this one, it comes from Daniel in Santa Barbara. It says, good morning, gentlemen. Great show. Very good to hear from such an important person in our industry. Question for Joey. What's the best location for your fill on a bait tank? And so where the water would enter.
So I like the style where it's a vertical and it's coming out multiple holes
uh-huh.
and sending it a direction. You don't want a hard flow into your tank pushing a lot of water.
A solid stream.
You can swim your bait to death. If you have too much flow in a tank, it's pushing too hard, that fish is swimming harder every time. You'll swim them to death. You know.
So those vertical kind of lines, like a Pacific Edge
tank,
offshore tank.
That's
those,
the best tank.
That's
you can
why Mark
Wish
has the knowledge and knows exactly how to do
that
it.
That is, it's by far the best tank you can put on your boat.
Period. You know, and that's but and all the work that goes into it. That's why they.
It's a science.
That's why there's a weight.
Really
now,
is.
How do you guys fill your tanks?
On the bait boat itself,
yeah.
we have a loading process.
I mean, how do you circulate the bait? I mean, is it
we have
one
two,
big pump or
no,
is it
two splits? 7.5 horsepower pumps per tank.
Wow.
So it's a lot of flow, but the tanks are big.
Yeah. So you got to have a lot of flow.
You have to have the flow. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a lot of movement.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot of horse. It's a lot of water movement in there.
Yeah. For
isn't that
sure.
crazy?
But they need it when you put how many scoops of bait in there?
You know, it. Let's see.
In each tank.
It's 40 lids of bait, 30 scoops a box is normally where
that's
we're
a lot.
At with it.
For your load.
Yeah, for,
yeah,
load.
For the load. Hey, we're going to have more when we return. If you're listening to us on 97.3 The Fan, turn on the app, our YouTube or Facebook Live. We're going to be right back with Joey from Everdam Brothers when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup. Mightier 1090, actually it's not 97.3 The Fan. We're going to be right back with Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, it's Ben. I want to tell you about a great event at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's coming up on Saturday, May 10th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. We call it the Summer Kickoff Sale. Yeah, I know. It's not summer yet, but my dad, Johnny, Bubba, and everyone at Dana Landing, especially me, wish it was. So we celebrate a bit early with huge discounts on everything in the store. Some stuff is even 50% off. There will be several manufacturers, representatives, some amazing seminars by top anglers, and even my buddy Ron at Fastlane will have free kayak demos and stuff on sale. Rollo Kids will have a booth too, raising money to take kids like me fishing. And get this, there will be free food and drink too. Yum! So mark your calendar Saturday, May 10th, the summer kickoff sale at Dana Landing, next to the Dana Lawn Trip in Mission Bay. The event is 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., but everything will be on sale up to 50% off all day. But don't take too much of his money. I need stuff too.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. So, if you want your tackle to be the state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar, available at fine tackle dealers.
Hey everybody, this is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. And there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
Long range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano Super Free Spool provides extreme castability, you'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.